各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，各位伯父伯母，各位青少年朋友，大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, the elderly and the young ones.
上个礼拜有四位弟兄姐妹在这里受浸。
Last week, four brothers and sisters were baptized here.
我们知道，一个人愿意受洗、愿意受浸，是神的恩典，是神自己的工作。
We know that when someone is willing to be baptized, it is the work of God.
受浸呢，是表明我们与主同死、同埋葬、复活。
Baptism means that we die with the Lord, that we're buried with Him, and we're resurrected with Him.
所以呢，受浸是一个仪式。
Therefore, baptism is a ceremony.
在这个仪式的背后有一个事实。
That behind the ceremony there is a truth.
就是呢，我们是一个蒙恩得救的人。
And that is, we are someone who is saved by grace.
我们是一个有了神生命的人。
We are someone who has God's life.
或者说呢，我们是一个重生的人。
Or in other words, we are someone who is reborn.
记得有一次我在这里分享讲到重生这件事。
I remember last time I shared here about being reborn.
我从四个方面来分享什么叫重生这件事。
I talked about being reborn from four different aspects.
首先呢，什么是重生？
First, what is being reborn?
重生呢，就是再生一次，就是呢，我们在神里面，神把他的生命给我们，让我们得到一个新的生命，或者说重生呢，就是新生。
To be reborn is to have a new life.
我们成为一个新的创造。
We become a new creation.
这叫何为重生？那第二个我讲到的呢是为何重生，就说我们为什么要重生。
That is what is reborn, and then the second aspect is why do we want to be reborn?
因为呢，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Because if you are not reborn, then you cannot see the kingdom of God.
血肉之躯呢，不能承受神的国，所以人要进入神的国，必须要重生。
Because flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God, therefore, in order to be in the kingdom of God, you have to be reborn.
第三点呢，我分享到是如何重生。
And the third point is how to be reborn.
我们是借着水和圣灵生的。
We are born of water and spirit.
就像一个孩子出生没有他自己任何功劳一样，我们能够重生。完全呢是神自己的工作。
It is just like when a baby is born that there is no credit given to him for being born, that it is all God's work when we are reborn.
这是第三点，最后一点呢，我分享到是重生如何。
That is the third point, and the fourth one is so what if you are reborn?
你说你重生了以后怎么样
？That is to say, after you're reborn, what happens?
这样我们就来到约翰福音第三章第十六节。
And now we come to Gospel Book of John, chapter 3.
那里说
verse 16.
神爱世人。
There it says, For God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以重生如何呢？重生就是有一个结果，就是让我们得着永生。
So being reborn has a result, and that is it gives us a new life.
圣经里面多次讲到
it gives us eternal life.
信耶稣的就有永生。
Multiple times in the scripture it talks about for those who believe in God you have everlasting life.
或者说信子的人有永生。
Or in another word, for those who believe in the Son have everlasting life.
或者用耶稣自己的话讲是信我的人有永生。
Or in Jesus' own words, for those who believe in me, you have everlasting life.
今天我的负担呢是在这里来分享永生这件事。
So my burden today here is to share about eternal life.
我知道永生是非常大的一个题目。
I know that everlasting life, it is a very big topic.
而我自己又是这样的有限。
And myself is such a limited person.
所以只能求神怜悯我。
Therefore, I can only ask the Lord to have mercy on me.
只能求神自己向我们说话。
I can only ask that God Himself speak to us.
我愿意谦卑在神的面前。
I'm willing to be humbled before God.
对，让神的话呢，不因为我的软弱而有任何的阻拦。
So that God's words will not be obstructed through my weaknesses.
我们知道呢， 永生对今天的人来讲，或者说对今天这个世界来讲，是非常陌生的一个字。
We know that the words eternal life are very strange words for this world.
这个概念，永生这个概念对世人是如此的遥远。
The concept of everlasting life is a concept that is so far away from people in this world.
好像根本没有永生这一回事。
It is as if there is no such thing as eternal life.
在学校里面听不到讲论永生。
In school, you do not hear about eternal life.
在报纸上你看不到永生。
On newspapers, you do not see eternal life.
在电视里面你也看不到永生。
And on television, you also do not see that.
永生对很多人来讲仿佛像天方夜谭一样。
Everlasting life is like a myth for many people.
而谈论永生呢，是很多时候觉得好像是一件很难为情的事。
To talk about eternal life many times seems to be a very embarrassing topic.
你信不信？如果你试试看，你跟你的公司的同事啊，跟老板呢，你可以谈论很多事情，但是谈论永生，你好像很难开口。
If you can try to talk about many different things with your colleagues or with your manager, but it is very difficult for you to speak up about eternal life.
因为今天这个世界的文化，这个世界的势力是向人们灌输一个概念，那就是没有神。
Because the culture and the power of this world infuses a concept into people is that there is no eternal life.
无论是在中国还是在美国。
Whether it's in China or in America.
这个世界就是要告诉我们，没有神，没有永生。
This world tells us that there is no God and there is no eternal life.
在二三十年代的苏联。
In the 1920s or the 1930s in Russia.
那时候的苏联的政权他们是如何向儿童灌输没有神呢？
The authorities in Russia, how do they preach to the kids that there is no God?
那时候幼儿园的老师哈，就叫跟这些小朋友讲。
The teachers in the kindergarten would tell the children.
说请大家把眼睛闭上。
And she would say, close your eyes.
我们一起向神祷告。
And she said, we'll together pray to God.
求神呢，给我们一些糖果。
And then she said, we will ask the Lord, we'll ask God for some candy.
然后这些小朋友就闭上眼睛，很虔诚地向神祷告。
And then these children would very devoutly close their eyes and pray to God.
然后老师说，现在请大家把眼睛打开。
And then the teacher said, please open your eyes now.
小朋友把眼睛打开。
And then the children would open their eyes.
他们眼前的桌子上什么都没有。
And the table would be empty before them.
然后老师又对他们说，现在请大家把眼睛闭上。
And then the teacher would say, now please close your eyes again.
让我们一起向斯大林同志祷告。
And then she said, we will pray now to our comrade Stalin.
在小朋友祷告的时候。
And then as the children are praying.
老师就把糖果摆在他们面前。
And then the teacher would place candies before them.
让他们小朋友把眼睛一打开。
And then as soon as the children open their eyes,
看到斯大林同志给了他们许多糖。
And then they'll see that Comrade Stalin had placed many candies in front of them.
这样呢，用这种方式来向孩子来灌输呢，没有神的观念。
They use this type of method to teach children that there is no God.
向他们宣传无神论。
To preach to them atheism.
让他们相信呢，这个世界没有永生。
To make them believe that there is no eternal life.
一切都是物质。
That all things are material.
而人活着。
And people live.
就是要追求物质上的东西。
Men live to pursue after material things.
直到今天这个世界还是这样。
And to this day, the world is still the same.
这个世界所宣传的就是金钱财富。
What this world preaches about is money, it is wealth.
人所要追求的就是要成功，要成名。
That what men should pursue after is to be successful and to be famous.
人一生要事有所成，不能碌碌无为。
That man in his lifetime needs to accomplish something that he does not end up with nothing.
人所要追求的是物质的享受。
That men should pursue after enjoyment of material things.
但是
But
今天的世界呢，却尽量要把一个事实隐藏起来。
But this world today is trying to hide a fact.
所以你看今天的宣传，你会发现这个今天的世界所宣传最少提到的就是死。
Well, you will see that what is being preached today, that what is being mentioned the least is death.
虽然死是一个事实。
Even though death is a fact.
但是呢，却被尽量的掩盖起来。
But it is hidden.
好像呢，人活在世上不会死一样。
It is as if we live in this world and we will not die.
但是呢，自从人堕落以后。
But ever since man's fallen.
因着罪进入世界。
Through that, sin entered the world.
死呢，也跟着随之而来进入世界。
And death followed that to enter the world.
凡是今天我们肉眼所能够看见。
All things that our flesh eyes can see.
都是暂时的。
Are all temporary.
都是呢，要朽坏的。
These are things that will perish.
包括我们自己。
Including ourselves.
所以，今天我们听到，胆固醇也好，糖尿病也好，高血压也好。
Today, whether we hear about cholesterol, about diabetes, about high blood pressure,
或者艾滋病，或者各种各样的癌。
Or when we hear about AIDS or all kinds of cancer,
或者是 SARS, 或者是禽流感。
Or whether it's SARS or it's bird flu,
对我们来讲不再是遥远的传说。
These are not tales from faraway land.
就活生生发生在我们周围。
These are things that are happening all around us.
我们的亲人，我们的朋友，我们的同学同事，甚至在我们自己家里面也会发生。
Our families, our friends, our colleagues, or even within our own family.
而且甚至时时刻刻也威胁着我们自己。
And it constantly threatens ourselves.
所以这样一个残酷的事实就迫使我们必须要思考永生这件事。
And this cruel reality forces us to think about the things about eternal life.
有没有永生？
Is there eternal life?
如果没有永生的话，我们活着有什么盼望？
If there is no eternal life, then what is the hope of this, of living?
如果没有永生的话，我们今天活着的意义在哪里？
If there is no eternal life, then what is the meaning of this life?
什么是永生？
What is everlasting life?
永生的第一个内涵。
The first meaning of eternal life.
或者说永生的第一个层面乃是讲到它的量。
The first aspect of eternal life talks about its quantity.
也就是呢，永生里面包含着永恒的概念。
That in eternal life there is a concept of infinity.
或者说永远的概念
or a concept of everlasting
那是一个无穷无尽也没有办法测量的时间段
it is a time horizon that does not end and cannot be measured
非常稀奇的是神所造的万物之中只有人才有永恒的概念
amazingly among all things that God has created only human have the concept of everlasting life
无论是现代人还是古代人
Whether it is the modern man or man from ancient times,
都有永恒这样的观念和追求。
That there is a concept of eternity and there is a pursuit of eternity.
这无论是白人、黑人、黄人还是红人，都有永恒的观念。
Whether you are Caucasian or African American or black or yellow skinned, you have this concept of eternity.
而且只有人才有。
And only human has it.
任何动物都没有。
No other animal has that.
好，不管一个猴子如何的灵巧。
No matter how nimble a or how smart a monkey is.
他没有永生的概念。
He has no concept of eternal life.
不论一个猪如何的聪明。
No matter how smart a pig is.
我们中国人喜欢说猪很笨。
We like Chinese people like to say that pigs are really dumb.
所以每次我们说谁笨得像猪的时候，我女儿都会提醒我，其实猪的智商很高。
Every time I would say that someone is as stupid as a pig, my daughter would remind me that actually pigs' IQs are very high.
但是不论一个猪的智商如何高，猪没有永恒的概念。
But no matter how high is the IQ of a pig, he has no concept of eternity.
同样，无论一个大猩猩它的脑容量有多少，它也没有永恒的概念。
No matter what is the brain capacity of a big gorilla, he has no concept of eternal life.
但是呢，无论是什么人
，But no matter who the man is, whoever the human is,
却都有永恒的概念。
We all have the concept of eternity.
人从一出生开始,
from birth,
当他开始懂事了之后,
until the point when men begin to understand things,
他就开始思考永恒的事,
he starts to think about things related to eternity,
就盼望能够有永生,
and hope to have eternal life,
就希望呢能够永远活着,
and hope to be able to live forever.
我记得很多年以前曾经跟孩子一起看过《狮子王》这个动画片。
I remember many years ago I watched the cartoon Narnia?
No, Lion King.
Lion King.
有多少人看过 Lion King?
How many people have watched Lion King?
但里面有一个情节。
There is a scenario in there. There's an episode in there.
就是这个老狮子王带着小狮子在外面玩，在这个草原上玩耍。
That the elderly lion king was playing with his little lion out in the field in the wilderness.
一直玩到天黑，他们就累了。
And they played until the sun went down, and they were tired.
两颗狮子趴在草地上。
And the two lions were lying on the field on the grass.
一起遥望星空。
They looked up to the sky.
这时候，那个老狮子就谆谆教导那个小狮子。
And then at that point, the elderly lion king instructed, was teaching the younger lion.
说天上的那每一颗星都是我们的一个祖先。
And he said, every star in the sky is an ancestor of ours.
他们时刻在看着我们。
They are constantly watching us.
在保护我们。
Protecting us.
所以在这个简单的故事里面。
In this simple story,
就告诉我们说，每次，其实我们也常常有这样的经历，每次当我们在野外遥望星空的时候，
We often have a similar experience that in the wilderness, when we look up into the sky,
当我们看到宇宙的浩瀚的时候，
When we look at how vast this universe is,
当我们想到在这个宇宙当中不单单有太阳系，而且有银河系，而且有上亿个银河系的时候。
That when we look into the universe, we realize that there is not only the solar system, there's also the galaxy, and there are millions of them.
当我们想到今天我们所看到的星光是多少多少光年、亿光年之前就发出来的时候。
When we realize that the light we see today had been emitted light years and light years ago,
是我们不能不思想到永恒这件事情。
And then we cannot but to think about eternity.
是我们不能不被神所创造的宇宙所震撼。
We cannot but astonished by the universe that God has created.
难怪诗篇的诗人要说。
No wonder that the psalmist will said in a psalm,
当我看你指头所造的天,
When I see the heaven that is created by you,
和你所陈设的月亮星宿,
and the galaxy and the moons that you have inherited,
就说人算什么?
And then I will say, what is man?
而永恒这个概念是从哪里来的呢?
And where does the concept of eternity come from?
谁知道圣经里面哪里说到就说永恒这个概念是从哪里来的
Who knows where in the scripture talks about the concept of eternity?
传道书三章十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11
哪里告诉我们说神造万物
There it says that God has created all things
各按其时成为美好
That is good according to his own time.
又将永生安置在世人心里。
And has placed eternity in man's heart.
神造万物。
God has made everything.
圣经开宗明义创世纪第一章第一节就告诉我们说起初神创造天地。
At the very beginning of the scripture in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 it says that in the beginning God created.
神创造了万物但是呢下面却说将永生安置在人世人的心里。
It said that God has made everything, and then He placed eternity in their hearts.
所以这就是为什么 只有在人的里面有永恒的观念。
And that is why that only in men there is the concept of eternity.
神虽然创造了万物，
Even though God has made everything,
但是他将只将永恒放在世人的心里。
But he has only placed eternity in men's hearts.
中文圣经跟英文圣经在这里不太一样。
The Chinese scripture and English scripture is slightly different here.
中文是说将永生安置在世人心里。
The Chinese version says that he has placed eternity in men's hearts.
在原文或者英文里面呢，是说将永恒安置在世人心里。
The Chinese version says that he has placed eternal life in their hearts. In the English version, it says that he has placed eternity in their hearts.
从万物是神所创造的这一点出发。
From the point that all things were made by God.
就我们就知道呢，这个历史是神所创造的。
From there, we know that history is made and governed by God.
而且呢，它是在时间之外。
And it is outside of time.
所以圣经说，我们的神是昔代、今代、永代的神。
Therefore, the scripture says that our God is the God of the past, the present, and the future.
从创世纪第一章第一节开始。
From Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
神不断地把他自己启示给人。
God has continuously revealed himself to men.
到创世纪第二十一章的时候。
To Genesis chapter 21.
神把他自己启示到一个地步。
God has revealed himself to a point.
那时候亚伯拉罕认识到神是耶和华永生神。
That Abraham realized at that point that this is the Lord of hosts, the everlasting God.
他向神祷告的时候呼喊说耶和华永生神。
When he prayed to God, he said, Jehovah, the eternal God.
这是在旧约里面我们所看见。
And this is what we see in the Old Testament.
在那个时候呢，神已经把永恒这个观念清清楚楚地放在人的心里。
And God at that point has already clearly placed the concept of eternity into men's heart.
到了新约。
To the New Testament.
哦，对不起哈。后来呢，如果我们读旧约的话。
Actually, if we continue to read the Old Testament,
因为在那个原文里面呢，没有一个词是对应今天的永恒这个词。
Because there is no single word that corresponds to the word everlasting today.
所以呢，每当我们在旧约里面读到世世代代的时候。
Therefore, whenever we read for generations and generations,
或者呢 from age to age,
or from age to age,
这两种说法的时候，都是告诉我们说。关于永恒的事情。
These two phrases all talk about things of eternity.
就像诗篇第九十篇。
Just like in Psalm 90.
摩西在那里说。
Moses said.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, from generation to generation, you shall be our dwelling place.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were brought forth, and ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
到新约里面呢?
To the New Testament.
凡是讲到没有年限的时候,
Whenever it talks about things that are without time limit,
像比方说 ageless,
Whenever it says it's ageless,
或者 timelessness,
Or when it talks about things that are timelessness,
那就是讲到永恒。
Then talks about eternity.
而且在新约里面，神让我们进一步看见，圣经里面永恒的概念呢，包括过去的永恒和未来的永恒。
And then in the New Testament, it also shows us a concept of eternity of the past and also the eternity of the future.
比方说，在约翰福音九章三十二节。
For example, in Gospel Book of John, chapter 9,
或者路加
verse 39,
路加福音第一章七十节。
Or in Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70.
那里面都说从创世以来。
There it all says, since the world began.
主耶稣医好了一个生来是瞎眼的人。
Lord Jesus healed someone who was blind from birth.
这个人后来做见证以来说，从创世以来从来没有过这样的事。
And then when that person testified later, he said, since the beginning of the world, there has been no such thing.
从创世以来就是把我们指向了过去的永恒。
Whenever it says since the world began, it points us to the eternity of the past.
甚至一直到神创造这个世界之前。
even to the point before God created this world.
同样的, 在约翰福音里面, 神也让我们看见, 除了过去的永恒之外, 还有未来的永恒。
And then in the Gospel book of John, it also showed us that besides the eternity of past, there is also an eternity of the future.
主耶稣曾经对井旁的那个妇人说, 人若喝了我所赐的水, 就永远不渴。
And Jesus once said to the woman next to the well that for those who drink the water from me, they will never thirst again.
说这个永远不渴就是讲到未来的永恒。
And to say that you will never thirst again, it is talking about the eternity of the future.
在犹大书里面也说,
In the book of Jude,
有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留。
It says that there is a darkness that is stored for them to eternity.
所以在这样的永恒的观念里面,
So in these concepts of eternity,
永恒呢,不是今天,我们知道哈, 永恒跟今天是两个不同的观念。
We know that eternity and present are two different concepts.
但是呢,永恒却不是今天的反面。
But eternity is not the opposite side of present.
在永恒之中呢, 也包含了今天。
That in the concept of eternity, it includes today, it includes the present.
在今天之前呢, 叫做过去的永恒。
Before today, it is the eternity of the past.
而当我们向后看的时候呢, 这是未来的永恒。
And then when we look forward, then that is the eternity of the future.
而且呢, 今天我们在这个世界如何活着?
And also, how do we live in this world today?
会影响到我们将如何进入那未来的永恒。
It will affect how we enter into the eternity of the future.
所以永生的第一个内涵或者第一个层面呢, 就是永恒。
The first aspect of an eternal life is the concept of eternity.
就是从永远到永远。
It is from everlasting to everlasting.
对人来讲呢, 所谓永恒的盼望, 就是能够永远活着。
For men, the eternal hope is to be able to live forever.
大家想不想永远活着?
Do you want to live forever?
有一次我在外面吃饭,
One time I was eating out.
在我的斜对面呢, 来了两个人。
Diagonally across me, there were two other men.
一个是年轻人。
One is a young man.
他在对面呢, 坐着一位老太太。
Sitting across from him, there's an elderly lady.
那老太太是坐着轮椅进来的。
And the elderly lady came in a wheelchair.
后来呢, 他们一人就叫了一盘饭, 饭上面呢, 有菜。
And then each one of them ordered a dish, and there were some food on the dish.
那年轻人呢, 很快就吃完了。
And then the young person very quickly finished his meal.
可是那个老太太呢, 手里面拿着叉子。
And the elderly lady had a fork in her hand.
非常辛苦在那里吃。
And she was eating very laborly. She was having a really hard time eating her food.
我看到她碗里面有一块 broccoli, 有个那个芥蓝丝。
And I saw on her plate there's a piece of broccoli.
她想用那个叉子去插那块芥蓝。
She wanted to put her fork, she wanted to stick her fork into the broccoli.
可是呢, 试了好多次, 就是扎不到那块芥蓝。
But she tried many times, but the fork won't go into the broccoli.
后来还是她对面的年轻人帮她用叉子把那个菜插好, 然后送到她的嘴里。
And then the young guy who was sitting across from her put the fork into the broccoli for her and gave her the fork.
当时我就觉得这个老人很可怜。
And at that time, I very much pitied the old lady.
后来呢, 我突然发现,
And then all of a sudden, I realized
不需要很久。
For not many more years.
也许10年,
maybe 10 years.
也许5年,
maybe 5 years.
有一天我也会那个样子。
One day I will be like that as well.
所以呢, 长命, 我们都喜欢说长命百岁。
We like to say that you're going to live a very a long life until you're 100.
但是长命百岁不一定是祝福。
But to live a very long life until you're 100, that may not be a blessing.
大家都知道巴金是不是？
You all know an author named 巴金。
他是中国大陆一个很有名的老作家。
He is a very famous author in mainland China.
在他那一辈作家里面，他是最长寿。
Among the authors of his own time, his contemporaries, he lived the longest.
但是他生前呢？却因着病痛被病痛折磨
，But he was very much tortured by illnesses.
过着是生不如死的生活
，And he lived a life that was worse than death.
他生前多次表明
，While he was alive, he many times said
他希望能够快一点死
，He wanted to die faster.
他后来最大的愿望呢，就是能够安乐死
，And His biggest wish towards the end is euphemism when if he can just kill himself.
他说过一句很出名的话。
He said something very famous.
也许很多人没有读他的小说。
Perhaps many people have not read his fictions.
但是很多人知道这句话。
But many people know this statement.
他说长寿对于我是咒诅。
He said that a long life for me is a curse.
所以永生呢，不单单的。包含着永恒这样一个内涵。
Therefore, everlasting life does not only contain the meaning of eternity.
就说不单单从量上来讲是无穷无尽的。
It is not from a quantity's perspective that it is unlimited.
如果永生是神赐给人的礼物
，If everlasting life is a gift from God,
永生必须还包括另外一个内涵。
Then eternal life must also contain another meaning.
那就是生命的质。
And that is the quality of life.
就是说永生不单单包含量的概念而且呢也包括质的概念。
That eternal life, it is not only a concept of quantity, but also a concept of quality.
那是一个完美的生命。
It is a perfect life.
是一个无瑕无疵的生命。
It is a life that is spotless or without blame.
不能朽坏不能玷污也不能衰残的生命。
It is something that is incorruptible.
这个永生的生命所彰显出来的性情
，The characteristics that is manifested through this life，
就是神自己的性情
，That these are the attributes of God Himself，
它的本质
，Its essence
是爱
，Is love
是牺牲
，It is sacrifice
是怜悯
，It is mercy
是圣洁
，It is holiness
是公义
，It is righteousness
这是永生的内涵。
And that is the meaning, the nature of everlasting life.
这样一个生命
Such a life
是我们所渴望
is something that we hope for.
也是神为相信他的一切的人所预备的
And it is also a life that is prepared for all those who believe in him.
前不久我读到一个小故事
Not long ago, I read a short story.
让我心里面很受感动
I was very moved in my heart.
让我看到一个人的生命可以何等的美丽。
It showed me how beautiful someone's life can be.
让我想到若有永生的话，永生的生命应当是这样的生命。
And then I thought, if there is eternal life, then it should be this way.
当年呢，在一个纳粹的集中营。
It was in a Nazi concentration camp.
在那里有人估计呢，前前后后共有92,000人在那里遇难。
People estimated about 92,000 people died there.
其中有大人也有孩子。
And among them there were adults and children.
后来呢，在一个死的小孩的身边。
And then next to the body of a dead child.
有人发现一张小小的包装纸。
Someone found a piece of wrapping paper.
上面写着这个孩子的祷告。
It had this child's prayer written on it.
那个祷告是这样的。
That prayer said,
说主啊
Lord,
求你不单纪念那般心地善良的好人。
Pray that you not only honor those who have kindness in their hearts,
也求你纪念那般邪恶心肠的坏人。
Pray that you also honor those who are evil and deceited.
主啊，求你不单单纪念他们加在我们身上的苦难。
Lord, pray that you not only honor the afflictions that they have placed on us.
也求你纪念我们因着他们加给我们苦难而结的果实。
But also honor the fruits that we have bore because of the afflictions that they have given us.
就是我们之间的友情。
And that is the friendship between us.
彼此的忠诚。
That the loyalties between us.
我们的谦卑。
Our humbleness.
我们的勇气。
Our courage.
和我们的慷慨。
And our generosities.
以及由这一切而来的宽广的胸怀。
And because of all this, the generous hearts that we have gained.
当他们来到审判台前的时候，
When they go before the judgment seat,
让我们所结的这一切果实，
may all the fruits that we have borne
成为他们的赦免，
become their forgiveness.
读这个祷告的时候，
When we read this prayer,
让我不能不想到我们主耶稣自己。
I cannot but remember our Lord Jesus himself.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross,
他也有一个祷告。
He also had a prayer.
他向父神也有一个呼求。
He also cried out to the Father.
他说父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
这是一个人生命的性情。
And that is the character of someone's life.
这是永生带给人生命的性情。
And that is a character that is brought to someone because of everlasting life.
所以永生不单单包含量。
Therefore, everlasting life contains not only quantity.
永生里面更包含着神他自己一切美善的性情。
Eternal life also contains all the beautiful attributes of God himself.
而这样美好的生命
，and such a beautiful life，
借着重生
，through rebirth，
神赐给我们每一个人
，God has given to each one of us。
在马可福音第十章
，in Gospel Book of Mark chapter 10，
那里面有一个非常大家非常熟悉的故事
，there is a story that people are very familiar with。
一个富有的少年人
，a very rich young man，
来到耶稣面前。
Went before Lord Jesus.
不单来到耶稣的面前。
Not only went before Lord Jesus.
而且谦卑地跪在主的面前。
And he humbly kneeled before the Lord.
因为他有一个问题。
Because he had a question.
他说善良的夫子。
He said, good teacher.
我当做什么事。
What shall I do?
才可以承受永生。
That I may inherit eternal life.
我当做什么事才可以承受永生
What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
我喝口水大家想想
I'm going to take a sip of water and then you can all think about it.
刚才的约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说
Gospel Book of John chapter 3 verse 16 told us
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
So that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
我们也常常把我们的信仰归结于六个字。
And we often conclude or summarize our beliefs to six words.
那就是信耶稣得永生。
And that is believe in Jesus and you shall have eternal life.
所以如果今天有人带着同样的问题来问我们的话。
Therefore, if someone brings to us the same question,
就是说我当做什么才能得到永生的时候
What shall I do so that I may inherit eternal life?
十有八九我们会回答
8 or 9 out of 10 times we will answer
信耶稣
Believe in Jesus
得永生
And then you shall have eternal life
对不对
Right?
如果我们继续往下读的话
If we continue to read
也许你会很稀奇
Then you will find it amazing
我们一起来看好不好
Let's read it together.
马可福音第十章。
Gospel Book of Mark, chapter 10.
我们直接跳到二十一节好了。
Let's jump to verse 21.
因为前面主跟他说你要遵守诫命。
Because before that, Lord Jesus said you have to follow these commandments.
少年人说这一切我从小就遵守了。
And then the young man said, all these things I've kept from my youth.
然后就来到十章第二十一节。
And then we come to chapter 10, verse 21.
耶稣看着他
Then Jesus looking at him
就爱他
Loved him
对他说
And said to him
你还缺少一件
One thing you lack
去变卖你所有的
Go your way and sell whatever you have
分给穷人
give it to the poor,
就必有财宝在天上,
and you will have treasure in heaven,
你还要来跟从我,
and come and take up the cross,
稀奇不稀奇?
And follow me. Is that amazing?
主没有说信我的有永生这一次。
This time, Lord Jesus didn't say, believe in me and you shall have eternal life.
主耶稣曾经对许许多多的人讲,信我的有永生。
Jesus had many times before that said to others, believe in me and you shall have eternal life.
但是这一次,主却对这个少年人说,你来跟从我。
But this time, Jesus said to this young man, come and follow me.
所以这里面呢,让我们就很清楚地看见永生。 里面包括着，就说你的生命是一个什么样的生命。
So here it clearly showed us, in the meaning of eternal life, it includes what kind of life do you have?
永生不单单是关于，就是说，不单单是说我们信主的那一刻，我们得到神永远的生命。
Eternal life is not only that the moment you believe in Jesus, you have His eternal life.
我们将世世代代与主同在。
That from age to age, we shall be with Him.
永生，而且讲到说，我们这个生命要被神改变，变得更像他，而且更丰富。
Eternal life also talks about how our life will be changed so that we can be more like Him.
就像主耶稣说， 人子来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
It is just like Lord Jesus said that that Jesus will come so that the sheep may have more life and have it more abundantly.
或者说呢，人子来是叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Or in other words, it is to say that the Son of Man has come so that men can have life and have it more abundantly.
人如何能够得到神为我们所预备的这个丰盛的生命，并且一直不断的更加丰盛呢？
How can men receive this life and to receive it more richly every time?
不单单是得到永生，而且呢，让永生成为我们生命的事实呢？
It is not only to have eternal life, but to have eternal life become the reality of our lives.
耶稣的回答就在这里。
Jesus answers here.
你放下 所有一切的来跟从我。
Go your way and sell whatever you have and come and follow me.
在历史历代，
throughout the generations,
有许多神的儿女，
there are many children of God.
他们听见神的话，
they hear God's words,
就照着神的话去行。
And then they follow and do accordingly.
他们生命的见证,
the testimonies of their lives,
见证了神的话的真实,
testifies to the truth of God's word.
当他们把他们的一生交在神手里的时候,
when they place their entire life in God's hand,
神就让他们的生命完全改变,
and God had completely changed their lives.
能够借着这些人的生命, 能彰显出神自己生命的丰盛,
and through these people's lives, God can manifest the richness of His own life.
让世人看见一个真正有永生的人,
so that the world can see someone who truly has eternal life.
我们很多人都知道大卫·李文斯顿的故事。
Many people know the story of David Livingston. Livingstone.
李文斯顿呢，他生长在苏格兰一个非常贫穷的地方。
Livingstone lived in Scotland.
他从八九岁开始啊，就每天呢要工作14个小时。
He lived in a very poor area, and ever since he was 8 or 9 years old, he had to work 14 hours a day.
那时候他和村里的所有孩子都是每个礼拜6天去上班。
And he, along with the other children in the village, would have to work 6 days a week.
然后礼拜天呢去教会。
And then on Sundays, they go to church.
但是呢，他非常喜欢读书。
But he very much loved to read books.
对科学也非常感兴趣。
And he was very interested in science.
所以他常常呢，就是工作了14个小时之后呢，回到家里面还要念书。
So often he would work for 14 hours and then go home and continue to read.
虽然他没有受过什么教育，
even though he was not educated，
但是他非常的渴慕神的话。
But he very much longed for God's words。
到九岁的时候，
when he was nine，
他可以毫不困难的把诗篇119篇背下来。
He would without any difficulty be able to memorize Psalm 119。
后来呢，他读了大学。
And then later he attended university。
大学毕业之后，学校要留他。在学校里面教书做教授。
And then after he graduated, the university wanted to retain him to be a professor.
给他的年薪对他们家来讲，或者说对这一辈子从来没有见过钱多少钱的人来讲，简直是一大笔财富。
The salary that they were willing to pay for him, for his family, or for those people who have never had that much money in their life, it was a very large amount.
但是呢，他拒绝了学校给他的 offer，
but he turned down the offer from the school，
因为他有一个志向，
because he had a wish，
他从小就有一个志向，
ever since he was young he had a wish，
就是要到中国去传福音，
and that is he wanted to go preach gospel in China，
但是神没有给他开路。
But Lord did not open any path for him.
因为那个时候是鸦片战争。
Because at that time it was the Opium War.
就是十九世纪中叶的时候，中国跟英国之间有鸦片战争，所以呢，传教士没有办法到中国去。
So it was during the time when China and Britain was fighting the Opium War towards the end of the 19th century. And so there was no way for missionaries to go.
所以呢，神后来就带他到了非洲。
And therefore, God brought him to Africa.
在非洲南部。
In the southern part of Africa.
有一次呢，他来到一个非常偏远的部落。
And one time he came to this tribe that is in a very faraway place.
这么说好了，凡是他去过的那些部落哈，都是从来没有听过福音的地方。
Put in another word, all these tribes that he's ever been to, none of them has ever heard of the gospel.
他在上学的时候呢，为了传福音，他就学医，后来他成了医生。
So when he was going to school, because he wanted to preach the gospel, he studied medicine, and later he became a doctor.
每到一个部落呢，就一边给部落的人看病，一面呢传福音。
So every tribe that he would go to.He would cure the sick people there and then at the same time preach the gospel.
但是呢，向那个地方部落的人传福音，他常常遇到很多很多的困难。
But to preach the gospel to those people, to those tribal people, he had many difficulties.
就是呢，因为他们语言不同，所以呢，李文斯顿弟兄就很难呢，能够把神的这个概念给那些部落的人讲清楚。
Because they don't speak the same language, Brother Livingstone had a very hard time telling them the concept of God.
那些人呢，他们没有神，就是创造宇宙万物这样一个全能全，就是主宰一切的神的这个观念。
These people, they lack the concept of this one God who's created and has authority over the entire world.
对他们来讲
For them,
任何一个大有能力的人都是他们的神。
Anyone who has great power can be God.
所以他们有许多许多神。
Therefore, they have many, many gods.
他们甚至把李文斯顿也当成神。
And they even thought Livingstone was a god.
因为呢，他会看病。
Because he can cure illnesses.
但是呢，李文斯顿弟兄他不气馁。
But Brother Livingstone, he did not give up.
他相信呢，既然神带领他。
He believed that if God had guided him
到了非洲
to Africa,
一定呢，神一定呢要借着福音来救那里的人。
That God will through gospel save the people there.
后来有一次啊
，And then one time,
有一个酋长跑到他那儿。
One of the tribal leaders went to him.
跟他说，我想求你一件事啊。
He said, "I want to ask you for something."
说你给我一种药。
He said, "Give me a type of medicine."
能够医治我的心。
To be able to cure my heart.
我心里面太骄傲。
He said, "My heart is too proud."
但我常常对我手下的人发怒。
And I often become very angry to my subordinates.
我也管不住我自己。
I cannot control myself.
所以我也不想要那样了。
And I don't want to be that way.
说你给我一种药，我一吃下去呢。 我的心就变了。
He said, give me a type of medicine that once I eat it, it'll cure my heart.
那李文斯顿一看，机会来了。
So Livingstone looked at him and said, I have an opportunity.
也赶快拿出圣经。
So he took out the Bible.
打开告诉说，能够，唯一能够改变你心的药就在这里。
And said, the only medicine that can cure your heart is here.
如果你愿意的话。
If you are willing.
可是呢，没等他说完呢。
And before he was finished,
那个酋长就把他的话打断了。
The tribal leader interrupted him.
说不对不对不对。
He said, no, no, no.
说你不明白。
He said, you don't understand.
说我要的是一种药。
He said, I want a medicine.
能够改变我的心。
To be able to change my heart.
当然呢，李文斯顿没有这样的药啊，一吃下去，心就变了。
So, of course, Livingstone didn't have such a medicine that once you eat it, your heart will change.
所以他也没有办法说服那个酋长。
So, and of course, he cannot convince the tribal leader.
说了过一会儿，那个酋长就很失望的，悲悲惨惨的离开了。
And then, after a while, the tribal leader, very disappointed, left.
但是呢，李文斯顿弟兄他并没有放弃。
But Brother Livingstone, he did not give up.
这就是让我想到哈。在神的生命的性情里面
，It reminded me that in the attributes of God's life，
有一个很重要的品格
，That there is a very important character，
那就是忍耐
，And that is patience, endurance。
在我们弟兄的生命里面
，In our brother's life，
我们就看到这样的品德
，We see that character。
他并没有因着一次又一次的失败而丧失志气。
He did not give up because of failures.
他继续呢，到各个部落里面去。
He continued to go after one tribe to the next.
有一次呢，他要去另外一个部落。
One time he went to another tribe.
很多人都劝他说不要去。
Many people asked him not to go.
因为呢，当时这些很多部落之间他们是彼此有仇的。
Because at that time, between tribes, there were they're enemies with each other. 李文斯顿弟兄
呢，刚刚去过呢一个部落，是与这个部落呢是有仇恨的。
Because Livingstone had just stayed with a tribe that had that's an enemy of the tribe that he wanted to go to.
所以那个酋长就托人捎话给他说，你不要来。
So the tribal leader has sent someone to give him the message, do not come.
我们不欢迎你。
We do not welcome you.
你来的话，我也不能保证呢你的人身安全。
And if you come, I cannot guarantee for your safety.
但是李文斯顿不管。
But Livingstone did not care.
他就要把福音传给他们。
He wanted to preach the gospel to them.
所以他就去了。
So he went.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
他去了以后呢，却很受欢迎。
After he arrived, he was very much welcomed.
因为呢，那个酋长的儿子呢正在生病。
Because the tribal leader's son was sick.
所以酋长就求他呢给他儿子治病。
So of course the tribal leader asked him to cure his son.
好像呢，他们之间从来没有发生过什么事一样。
As if nothing had ever happened between them.
后来呢，李明斯顿和他的家，他后来结了婚，有了孩子，但是呢，因为在非洲那个环境里面哈，他的生活是非常非常艰苦。
And later, Livingstone had a family and had children, but in Africa, his life was very, very difficult.
穷困到一个地步，他必须呢自己找一个地方生存。
They were so poor to a point that he had to find himself a place to be able to live.
但是在他来看，他相信呢，其实这是神又给他开了福音的门，给他一个机会，让他去接触呢那些非洲部落里的人。
But he thought of it as another opportunity that God had opened up another door for him to get to know more tribal people in Africa.
所以呢，他就带着他全家又去了那个部落，就是本来不欢迎他，后来因为他治了他儿子的病，所以他很受欢迎的那个部落。
So he took his family to the tribe that originally did not welcome him, but later did welcome him because he cured the illness of the tribal leader's son.
这次呢，不是去拜访他们。
This time he did not go to visit them,
而是住在他们当中。
But to live among them.
而且稀奇的是呢，那个酋长啊，他非常非常愿意认识神。
And amazingly, that tribal leader was very willing to get to know God.
所以呢，李文斯顿就开始教他识字。
So Livingstone started teaching him how to recognize characters.
而这个酋长呢,又非常非常的聪明。
And this tribal leader was very smart. Livingstone learned their language.
也学会了他们的文字。
And also learned their written language.
那么这个酋长两天之内就把所有的字母都学会了。
And then this tribal leader learned all the characters in 2 days.
在6个礼拜之内,居然呢能够开始念圣经。
And in 6 weeks began to be able to read the scripture.
是他们自己文字的圣经。
It is a Bible in their own language.
而翻译圣经的人呢,是李文斯顿的岳父。
And then the scripture was translated by Livingstone's father-in-law.
所以从此呢,
and then since that day on, every day Livingstone would read the Bible with that tribal leader.
一年以后,
and 1 year later,
这个酋长把圣经读了好几遍,
this tribal leader had read the Bible multiple times.
并且呢,
and decided that he is going to become a Christian.
而且勇敢的呢,
and then he very bravely got baptized. Because out of the entire tribe, only him, he was the only one who believed in God. And after that tribal leader believed in God, he had to live according to the Bible. To live it out. So he was opposed by everyone.
比方说他们当时呢，他们的风俗哈，一个酋长呢要有很多很多的太太。
According to their own custom, the tribal leader had to have many wives.
在酋长信主了之后呢，读圣经呢，发现基督徒只能有一个太太。
And after the tribal leader read the Bible, he realized that a man can only have one wife.
所以经过了许多的挣扎之后，
so after much struggling,
他决定呢，他要 divorce.
So after much struggling, he decided that he has to divorce.
所以啊，他当时就是整个部落的人都起来攻击他，反对他。So
everyone in the tribe stood up against him.
但是呢，他是一个真正蒙恩得救的人。But
he was one who was truly saved by grace.
他也没有退缩。He
did not back down.
而李文斯顿弟兄呢，
and Brother Livingstone
就和这个酋长一起， 他们一同追求认识主。
Together with the tribal leader, Brother Livingstone pursued God.
等到他们要分手的时候，
and until they were about to part their ways,
这个酋长他成为一个真正的基督徒。
That tribal leader became a true Christian.
而且不单单是李文斯顿的故事很多人知道。
And not only do many people know the story of Livingstone,
这个酋长的故事呢，也被许多人知道后来。
And then the story of this tribal leader many people knew as well.
在我们弟兄的身上，
on our brother,
让我们看到一个有永生的人。
We see someone who has eternal life.
和一个没有永生的人是何等的不同。
How different is that from someone who does not have eternal life?
神生命的性情，借着他的工作，可以在一个人的身上把永生彰显出来。
The attributes of God through His work can be manifested on someone who has eternal life.
什么是永生？
What is eternal life?
有人曾经这样说，
Someone once said,
永生 是神在耶稣基督里面给我们的礼物。
He said, eternal life is the gift that God has given to us in Jesus Christ.
是我们在永恒之中最终的奖赏和荣耀。
It is the ultimate reward and glory for us in eternity.
耶稣基督借着在十字架上的死，
Lord Jesus Christ, through the death on the cross,
更借着他从死里复活，
and even more so through His resurrection,
把永生赐给一切相信他的人，
has given eternal life to all those who believe in Him.
人得到永生，
men receive eternal life,
就胜过人自己最大的仇敌，
and then men can overcome the biggest enemy,
那就是死亡，
and that is death.
所以圣经说，耶稣基督他特要借着死败坏那掌死权的。
Therefore, the scripture says that Lord Jesus Christ, through through death has overcome the one who has dominion over death.
就是魔鬼,
and that is Satan.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And to be able to free all those who were slaves of death.
一个有永生的人,
someone who has eternal life.
是一个已经出死入生的人,
is someone who has entered life through after death.
是一个不怕死的人,
is someone who is not afraid of death.
因为永生要, 因为生命要吞灭死亡,
because life will eat up death.
因为永生是我们真实的盼望,
because eternal life is our true hope.
对于一个有永生的人,
for someone who has eternal life,
死亡不是我们的终点,
death is not our destiny.
死亡对我们来讲不过是一扇门,
death for us is only a door.
我们走过人一生的路,
we walk through our entire life and we come to this door.
当我们离开这个世界的时候,
when we leave this world,
我们不过是把这个门打开,
we are only opening this door.
迎接我们的, 是一个充满着光明, 和与神同在的新的世界。
What welcomes us is a world that is filled with the light of God.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
therefore the scripture tells us,
原来我们不是顾念所见的,
that we are not based on what we see,
乃是顾念所不见的,
but based on what we do not see.
因为所见的是暂时的,
because what we see is temporal,
所不见的是永远的。
But what we do not see is eternal.
一个有永生的人,
someone who has eternal life.
一个被神所不断改变,不断雕刻的,有永生的人,
someone who is constantly being changed, being chiseled by God.
是一个越来越像我们的主的人,
someone who is more and more like our Lord.
是一个越来越来不像这个世界的人,
someone who is more and more different from this world.
李文斯顿刚刚到非洲的时候,
Livingstone, when he first arrived in Africa,
他到了一个部落那里的人, 非常非常的兴奋,
when he arrived, the tribal people were very excited,
因为他们从来没有见过一个白人,
because they have never seen a Caucasian person.
他们从生下来看到的人全都是黑的,
ever since their birth, everyone they have ever seen are black. They've never thought that there are people with skin color that are different from theirs.
是白的,
it's white. They cannot believe what their eyes were seeing.
所以他们把李文斯顿重重围住,
therefore, they surround Livingstone.
他们坚持呢, 要让他把那个袖管撸起来, 看一看, 是不是, 他们看到他手是白的, 他们想是不是手是白的, 那个身上不是白的, 所以他们坚持呢, 让他把袖子裸起来, 要看呢他的胳膊也是白的。
So they insisted on him rolling up his sleeves to see whether or not his arm was white.
所以当他们看到他, 啊, 胳膊也是白的时候, 他们非常非常的惊讶。
They were amazed when they saw that his arms were also white.
所以很多人上来就用手搓啊, 去搓, 看能不能把那个白色搓掉里头还是黑的。
So people came up and started rubbing his skin to see if they can rub the whiteness off and it's still black inside.
而且呢, 他那个高高的鼻子也让非洲人非常非常的惊讶。
And then his nose, the African, also felt very strange.
所以他们也用手去扭, 啊, 说是不是上面贴了东西, 把它扭掉以后呢,
so they would twist his nose to see if they can break it off, and then the nose would be more like theirs.
啊, 他们做过这一切试验之后, 哦, 原来呢, 真的是有白的人,
and then after they were done with all of their experiments, they said, wow, there is such a person who is white with a very high nose.
是和他们不一样,
who is different from them.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们带着主的生命, 进入到世界中的时候,
when we enter the world carrying the Lord's life with us,
我们是不是像我们弟兄来到黑人当中那样, 给这个世界带来震撼?
Are we like our brother Livingstone, that we would bring, we would shake in the world,
带来惊异呢?
That we bring surprises?
是不是让人家看到我们跟他们是不一样的人?
Will people see that we are different from them?
而又是,
yet we are such a true person.
Perhaps,
Perhaps the trend of the world is moving west.
都在走大路。
They are walking on a broad walk.
但是他们却看到有一批人。
But they see a group of people.
他们是往反方向走。
They're walking the opposite way.
他们选择走小路，就走窄路呢。
They choose to walk the narrow path.
我们的生命。
Our life.
能不能彰显出我们是一个有永生盼望的人？
Can it manifest that we are someone who has the everlasting hope?
而且这样的盼望是真实的。
And that such a hope is real.
不管我们受到什么样的试探。
That no matter what kind of temptation we are under.
不管什么样的试炼临到我们。
That no matter what kind of trial come upon us.
不管周围的人怎么样来检验我们。
No matter how people around us test us.
他们会发现这是真的。
They will see that this is real.
他们发现我们的盼望是真的。
They will see that our hope is real.
发现神放在我们里面的生命是真实的。
They will see that the life God has placed inside of us is real.
这个生命在永生里面要带给我们荣耀。
This life will bring us glory in eternity.
神已经把这样的生命赐给我们。
God has already given us such a life.
神也呼召说要撇下一切所有的来跟随他。
God has also said to cast away all things to follow him.
当年那个少年官他忧忧愁愁的就走了。At that time,
the young man had worrisomely left.
圣经告诉我们说，因为他的财产很多。The
scripture said it was because he had much wealth.
当神这样来呼召我们来跟随他的时候，When
God has called us in such a way to follow him,
我们能不能放下我们一切所有的？
Can we put down all we have?
神为我们预备了丰盛的生命。
God has prepared an abundant life for us.
我们能够得着吗？
Can we have it?
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you help us.
我们知道我们自己是何等的软弱。We
know how weak we are.
主，我们也不愿意活在这样软弱的光景里面。And
we are not willing to live in such a weak state.
但是我们更知道靠着我们自己，我们没有办法脱离。But
we also know that by ourselves we cannot leave it.
主，求你帮助我们。Pray
that Lord you will help us.
让我们成为一个真正有永生盼望的人。
So that we can truly become someone who has the eternal hope.
让我们真正的知道我们活在这个世上是有永生盼望的人。
So that we may truly know that living in this world, we are people with eternal hope.
虽然这世界上的一切都要过去。
Even though all things in this world will pass away.
但是遵行你旨意的却要永远长存。
But those who follow your will persist.
主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
改变我们。
Change us.
建造我们。
Build us.
当我们在永恒里与你相遇的时候,
so that when we meet you in eternity,
我们是满了荣耀,
we are full of glory.
祷告感谢靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray and thank in the Lord's name.
Amen.